Well, welcome to 5D Academy of Higher Consciousness. I'm Zarathustra, and the topic of the day is about the natural disasters, the events that are happening all over the world, such as earthquake, hurricane, or also events such as 9/11. So people have been asking me, I've got a few questions this week, that they wanted me to give some explanations regarding why this event's been happening. Like, it appears to be that the natural disasters been speeding up, such as major floodings around the world, as well as the hurricane, the earthquakes. And today is 9/11, it's September 11th. And 19 years ago on September 11, I believe it was 2001, so it's 18 years ago, we had a disaster in the United States, which two airplanes crashed themselves into the high-rises in New York City. So all kinds of different things been happening around the planet, and we're going to take a look at it and dissect it and get an idea of what is going on and how do we deal with it. It's interesting that I posted yesterday on Instagram, stay centered. And let's dissect this issue and look at it and go forward systematically. Natural disasters and things of this nature have been happening all over the planet Earth ever since. We had a few major events that has changed the structure and the face of the planet Earth completely. These events happen in different eras of the history of the planet Earth to the best of the information, the knowledge that we have. So natural phenomena, if we call it natural disasters, which I don't really perceive it as a natural disaster, do happen. And it's a part of being in third dimension, is a part of being on this dimension of duality. If we want to think that being a human being on planet Earth, it's always going to be smooth ride and everything's going according to the way we want it to be and nothing so-called bad will happen, then you're in the right, wrong place. Because that's not the deal. Events always going to be happening, and whether we like it or not. And it's best if we develop a different view and perspective of the way we look at and perceive life. So the way I look at it is this is nothing new. It's not like we're having the natural disaster or these elements happening at this point in our time. And it's not like it hasn't been happening in the past. And all of a sudden there is the wrath of God and the forces from above, they're upset and they want to punish us. And that's why these kind of things happening or this kind of events, they're leading into the end of the world and somehow the world's going to end. I don't see it that way. Natural disasters been happening throughout the history of mankind. Some of them were so powerful that completely changed everything. And this is a phenomena that is going to be happening for the rest of the time, as long as the planet Earth is alive and it's spinning around its axis. The planet Earth is a living entity. It's not just a dead rock. And every once in a while, the planet makes us understand that the Earth that you're standing on is a complete living entity. It's breathing. It has its own breath. It's got its own pulse. Just like a human body, the way a human body is functioning with all these trillions and trillions of different transactions that are happening from our nervous system to our digestive system, as far as your heart works and the way the blood is being pumped and it's been carried and carrying oxygen to every cell and picking up toxins and delivering it to the liver. All kinds of different things is happening in the human body, which is millions of different functions throughout the day is taking place. Same thing is happening with the planet Earth. First of all, where does, let's say, if we do have an earthquake, where does it come from? And how does that happen? It's always the movement and the shift of the tectonic plates underneath the ground, that they're moving and they're touching each other, or they're colliding with one another. So it's definitely alive. Something is happening there. And then we may have a volcano. And when you're having a volcano, it's an eruption, and the pressure is building up inside the planet Earth, and the lava pops out of the volcano. It's completely alive. It's completely a function of a living being that is purging, or it's demonstrating its liveliness. Same thing with the weather, whether we're having a hurricane, or we're having huge waves, we're having tsunami, whether we're having a drought or extreme flooding or rains, it's all, again, different signs of a planet Earth being healthy and functioning. It needs to have its functions. We can't desire or want planet Earth to stop functioning just because it's our belief system that if there is a hurricane coming, or if there is a volcano is being active, it's an inconvenient to us, and it's disrupting our lives. And we don't like that. We don't want it to be that way. And how do I know what are the needs of the planet Earth? How do I know what does it need to purge, or what kind of movements it needs to be taking in order for itself to cleanse itself, to function, to clear ways, getting rid of the old stuff? How do we know that? How do we know what are the needs for the planet? I don't. But I do trust in this higher power, that this intelligence that's governing the planet Earth, governing the universe, and it's been responsible for life and death, and bringing millions and trillions of human beings and different animals, vegetation, bringing them to the planet, responsible for their birth and also taking them away. Something is at work. Something knows what it's doing. So we can focus on and have a very narrow point of view of looking at things, the movements that are happening on the planet as a natural disaster, viewing it that way, which is a very narrow point of view, and live in fear and anxiety and worry and wanting to control things to go our way. Or we can change our perspective and looking at it from a bigger, wider point of view and realize that the functions and the events that are happening around the planet Earth are a part of the natural phenomena and this living mechanism that it's alive and its in own way is supporting life on this planet. There's an intelligence here at work that knows what it's doing. I don't have a choice. I have to trust in this intelligence. I don't have a way of being, of changing my perspective to surrender to this intelligence. I'm too little, too powerless in comparison, in the face of this intelligence, to want to question it. And to want to challenge its wisdom, that my point of view and the way I've been conditioned to view things in this life is superior, and I know more than the living mechanism and the intelligence that's been governing the entire universe in the past, God knows, millions of years. How many years planet Earth has been around? I don't know if there's any exact answer for that, and how many years we've had life on this planet. And obviously life has not ended on this planet. And it may change form, but it has never ceased existing. So a lot of people are worried, especially in this spiritual community, that, for example, we humans can damage planet Earth, we can destroy planet Earth by the kind of habits and the behaviors that we have picked up. The way we're consuming the natural resources of the planet, the way we've been destroying things, our type of behavior that has caused holes in the ozone, the way we're populating the planet, we're in a way consumers, and the way a lot of people look at it, that in a way human beings are like cancer. And they're just replicating themselves, and all they do is consume. And in a way, it depends how you look at it. We can say, yeah, from one perspective, maybe it's true. But from the other perspective, the human beings, as a single unit, one entity, they have not much to say. And we don't really have that much of a power when it comes facing the planet Earth. What can I do in the face of planet Earth? How much damage can I cause to the planet Earth? Let's look at it. For example, how many years I've been around? how many years you have been around. And let's say you were born and on this, you're born on this planet and you're 50 years old, 40 years old, 30 years old, 80 years old. So you've been around, let's say 80 years, right? Okay, so how much intelligence and wisdom have you acquired in 80 years in comparison to a living entity who's been here for billions of years? I mean, again, I haven't done my homework today, so I don't know how long planet Earth, how old it is, but let's say planet Earth is...
It's 4.6 billion years old.
Okay, planet Earth is 4.6 billion years old. Something's that's been around for 4.6 billion years. I mean, let's not even talk about billion or a million. How about if you think about something more tangible? 500 years? You know, let's say you're facing an entity who's been around for 500 years and you've been around for 50. So it's been around 10 times more than you've been around. Now, if you go to 5 million, that's 100 times over the lifespan you've had. So, and we're just using the small numbers. Now compare yourself. Let's say you're 50 years old. Compare yourself to when you were 30. Look and see how much more, how wiser you've become. Look at your own wisdom. The way you are treating things, you're taking care of your body, your awareness that you have at age 50 in comparison to when you were 30 years old. And now go back to that you're 10 years old. At age 50, your wisdom, your intelligence, the way you perceive things, the way your awareness that you have, in comparison to when you were 10 years old. How big of a difference is it? How much more aware are you? How much more sensitive you are? How quickly you can pick things up, okay? Like the unconscious behavior that maybe you had, you were 10 years old, you know, you're a little kid, you're 10 years old. All you're thinking about is yourself and playing and whatever is happening, whatever is your reality in the moment. I mean, what do you want to do when you're 10 years old? When you're 5, 10, what's your concern? You just want to be playful. You're not thinking about future. You're not thinking about what's going to happen to planet Earth 50 years from now. You're thinking about playing video games. You're thinking about going out in the backyard to play with your playmates. Whatever is a 10-year-old wants to do right now. They want to go have ice cream. They want to go to Disneyland. They're not concerning themselves with Donald Trump or US policy or what's going to happen to the planet or the world 30, 40, 50 years from now or anything like that. So if you compare your state of being, your consciousness, your awareness, the level that you have come to right now at age 50 in comparison to age 10, there is a major difference, this huge. And compare yourself at age 50 to when you were 40. Now you may just, when you're looking at it, say, oh my God, I was asleep. I had no idea. I was unconscious. I was insensitive. I didn't have any awareness. I was ruled by my emotional ups and downs, or I had a lot of fear and anxiety, or I was in a dream. I was thinking about I was in an illusion. I thought love is coming from the outside world. That's where I find love. I believed in the American dream, for example. I thought I'm gonna, you know, meet Mr. Right and he's gonna make me all happy, and whatever dreams, illusions, whatever was going on when you're younger. And as you are getting older, we call it, or wiser, you begin to separate the illusion from the truth of who you are. And you start seeing through things, whatever they are. You start seeing through the media and the bullshit and the lies that they're telling you. You start seeing through people who are fake, and they're expressing their friendship to you, but it's a lie. They want to get something from you. You start seeing through different facets of life. And you get sharper and sharper and more in tune with your intuition. Intuitively, you begin to recognize things because you have shifted from your mind, from your head, and you're moving into your heart. And you start to open up your heart and view things from this other place, this other level. Your third eye is starting to open, and you're able to communicate with other beings across the universe. You're receiving information and you're able to transmit information to other beings. You're becoming more clairvoyant. You're becoming more of a clairaudient, claircognizant, clairsentient. Your shamanic expressions, you become a shaman. You become a shapeshifter and you begin to have access to parallel realities and worlds. So if you look at yourself now, you see in comparison to 10 years, 15 years, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, how much you have changed and you've elevated your consciousness to a much different frequency in comparison to where you were 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years ago, or 50 years ago. It's very simple. Okay? What I'm sharing with you is not rocket science. You don't have to go get a PhD in mathematics or physics or quantum physics or anything super sophisticated that requires years of studying and work. I'm just talking about common sense, very simple, ABCD. Just look back and see the difference between who you used to be, your level of consciousness from 30, 40 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, to this point. How much of a shift has taken place? Who you've become? And hopefully for better. Now, and we're talking about those of us here who are doing spiritual work. You're working on yourself. you're reading spiritual books, you are meditating, you do the practice, you have found your niche, you have your guru, your spiritual teacher or guide, you're continuously working on yourself to raise your consciousness, your awareness to a higher level, and you have succeeded to overcome a lot of your own conditionings, whatever you've been conditioned to believe, such as religious beliefs, your prejudice, your emotional ups and downs, your jealousy, your anger issues, your issues with being abandoned, being lonely, judgments, fear, anxiety, judging yourself, not loving yourself, not accepting yourself. Just look back and see how much you have improved yourself in a short period of time, very short period of time. 50 years on a span of versus 4.6 billion. If you compare it, 50 years is in comparison, you're comparing 50 years to 4.6 billion is like a blink. Look. All right, I'm gonna do it again. I'm gonna blink my eyes. That's 50 years is a blink in comparison to 4.6 billion. It's just a blink. That's all it is. It's just one of your breath. You take a breath, take a deep breath and let go. That's 50 years. So that's your life in comparison to planet Earth. So look how much wisdom you have acquired in 50 years, how far you've gone, and then look at the age of planet Earth. Now, tell me, this living entity, planet Earth, that is supporting you, supporting life on this planet. Planet Earth, Mother Earth, who's feeding us? And let's say today's population is 7 billion people. Right now, approximately, there's 7 billion people on this planet, and Mother Earth is feeding us all. It's not Safeway, it's not Coop, it's not Costco or Walmart, or food companies that are feeding us. It's not McDonald's or Burger King or Pizza Hut. It's planet Earth, which is feeding 7 billion people daily, on daily basis. It's feeding them. And that's just human beings. We're talking about billions and billions of living entities on this planet. An unimaginable number of, from bacterias to animals, creatures, beings living under the water, beings living over the water, beings living under the planet, under Earth, all of them, the vegetation, animals and human beings. Just take a look at it. Take a moment. I want you to just for one moment. Don't just nod and agree with me on what I say. I want you to pay attention. So it's just not some words coming from one ear and going out from the other ear. I want you to just pay attention to the enormity of this. How huge, how vast this project is that the planet Earth is supporting life in a multidimensional way, second per second, and it's been doing it for 4.6 billion years. An entity being around for 4.6 billion years. Can you imagine how much wisdom it has acquired? When in 50 years, you have acquired so much wisdom, or 60 years or whatever, or 30 years, how far you have, you and I, not only you, me too, how far we have come, how wise we have become, how conscious we have become, in only, I'm using word 50 as an average, in that period of time. Now imagine if you were around for 200 years. You've been around, you were living 500 years. How much your awareness, your consciousness would have arisen, your IQ, if you were able to live physically healthy and handle 200 years. You would probably be dominating the rest of human beings on this planet, because your level of consciousness would have increased 4 more times in comparison to where you're at, or more than that, because I have experienced that when consciousness is arising, it actually, it's not like it's in comparison to 10 years ago, I've gone up this much. Comparison to 10 years ago, I've gone up way far more than I could have ever imagined. And it's the same thing with the technology. The technology that took place from, let's say, 1850 to 1900, and what has taken place from 1900 to 1950, and then from 1950 to 2000, its leap has been enormous. What we have gained, let's say from 1950 to 2000, is 100 times more than whatever we got in 2000 years. So it's speeding up enormously. And same as the evolution of human consciousness. It appears to be that it's speeding up. So now let's go back to the natural disasters that we call it natural disasters. And we think they're a catastrophe, and we think that God, the source, the creator, is angry with us, or we're doing some unconscious stuff on the planet and we're causing these kind of issues, we're damaging planet Earth, and whatever is happening is as a result of our own doing, us doing it. And planet Earth, Mama Earth, is defenseless and cannot protect itself. So now let's look at that. That the wisdom this planet has acquired, enormous amount of wisdom, has become so sophisticated that it is capable of supporting trillions and trillions of different organisms on this planet simultaneously, feeding us all from the air, water, food. is providing for all of us continuously. And without asking anything in return. It's never been like Earth come to you and say, will you do this for me? Give something back to me. It's just continuously supporting us being able to be here. So every once in a while, planet Earth, like any other living entity, shakes itself, wants to stretch a little bit, flexes muscles, purges. And in the movements and purging and doing some cleansing, an earthquake, a hurricane, a volcano appears. And yes, on its path, it destroys things. And it cleans up. And yes, in a way, it's unfortunate for those. Of course, we're not talking about this in a way that we don't have compassion, we don't feel empathy, and we don't feel pain of other human beings. For example, what has happened in Bahamas and the hurricanes and all the natural disasters been happening. We don't want to sound like we don't care. We don't feel anything. And so what? Deal with it. Yes, millions of people have been displaced. They've lost their homes. People have died. People have suffered and suffering right now. And of course, we share their pain with them. And it's not something that we take joy from being aware of or looking at it. But when you change, you hold space for our fellow brothers, sisters across the planet. And once we hold space, but in the same token, we don't lose our perspective of recognizing that all of whatever is happening on the planet, we call it a natural disaster, we don't lose perspective of recognizing that it's a part of the order of life. It's life and death. They come together. It's change. And no matter, because we're so conditioned, and pay attention to this part, we are so conditioned in this way of control that I have to be in control of my life. I have to be in control of everything. That I also have to be in control of weather patterns. So we're so conditioned in our way of thinking from childhood that we think we have to control everything. Everything has to go according to the way you want it to be. And if it doesn't go your way, then there is definitely something wrong. That is what needs to be changed. That's what we need to look at. It's not that something's wrong with planet Earth. It has tremendous amount of wisdom. You don't need to worry about saving planet Earth. That's a very noble thought. And I understand you're caring and it comes from your heart, but you also need to understand you're conditioned to believe this, whether it's, and it is spiritual conditioning that you think you need to take care of planet Earth. Don't worry about planet Earth. Take care of yourself. Okay? Keep your body healthy. Take care of yourself. A. You don't need to worry and lose a sleep and go to stress to take care of planet Earth. Mama Earth is way more wiser than you. Its level of awareness far exceeds your imagination. It's been around for 4.6 billion years, and it has survived all kinds of different things. Believe me, it knows how to take care of itself. And if human beings at one point become a threat to planet Earth, let's say there's a moment that, first of all, planet Earth, Mama Earth does not feel like human beings are a threat. If it did feel that we're a threat to its existence, it would have destroyed us a long time ago by cutting off our food supply. By all Earth needs to do is for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, starts to shake itself. If planet Earth goes into a convulsion, which we call earthquake, for 10 minutes or 15 minutes, not very long. Let's say for 15 minutes, planet Earth goes into a level 10 earthquake. It will destroy the human race. Human race will end. With all our mighty power, the army and everything we have, our economy, our technology, everything will be destroyed in 10 minutes. If planet Earth wants to get rid of us. And that's on an extreme way. But if planet Earth also wants to get rid of human beings and find human beings a threat to its existence, it's got thousands of different ways that it can get rid of human beings. Remember, planet Earth is supporting life. And it's been doing it for billions of years. We're under its shield. We're under its umbrella, the planet Earth. That's the mother. It's feeding us moment to moment, not just by putting food in our mouth, by the all these bacteria, all these different elements, all these viruses, all these fungus, all these kind of worms, all kinds of different things, million and million different things that planet Earth has created to support life. That we don't even see it. We don't even notice it. We don't have much awareness of it. So you have no reason to worry, to concern yourself, to go into fear that life is going to end on this planet. I doubt it if you and I are going to live long enough to see such a thing on this planet. So we're in very good hands. We're supported, we're taken care of. The planet Earth is only demonstrating its aliveness, that it's alive, it's healthy, and whatever thing we call natural disaster is an indication of its health, that it's healthy, and it's alive, and it's communicating with us. And it's taking care of itself. If it needs to increase its temperature, Just like human body, when a virus enters into your body and you are sick and you're under attack of the virus, the body starts to increase its temperature. And it creates what we call fever. Fever is not a bad thing. So your body temperature increases to a higher level to get rid of the virus, to kill some microbes, some viruses, some fungus, that they can't tolerate a certain amount of temperature. It's not doing it to punish you. So the body has the intelligence. If you eat too much sugar, the body automatically increases the amount of insulin to take care of the sugar that's been produced in your body. So to offset that, if your blood pressure needs to go higher, it will go higher. If it needs to go, when you sleep at night and you're about to fall asleep, your blood pressure naturally lowers itself. Your kidneys are not going to be producing, your adrenal glands are not going to be producing more chemicals for you to go dancing and run around. It mellows things down. Your pineal gland starts to produce melatonin so you can fall asleep. So the intelligence, the body intelligence, is knows what it's doing. So it does what it needs to do according to what's needed. And the same thing here, the planet Earth is doing what it needs to do in a moment. Reacting to what is happening by increasing temperature or decreasing temperature or creating wind or earthquakes or volcanoes or hurricanes or whatever. We just happen to be on its way. We just happen to land in and go and start populate on the hurricane path. Hurricane is not doing anything wrong. It's doing its thing. We just happen to go and start building on its path. You are you with me? You understand? You see what I'm saying? Change your point of view. Look at it differently. Expand your awareness. Expand the way you see things. Now, let's even go a little bit deeper. Let's look at it from different aspects. Okay, so let's say that I live somewhere in, let's say right now it's this, there we had the hurricanes coming in Bahamas, and I'm affected. Something happened. I lost my home. I lost my family. All kinds of different things happen, which is, of course, we don't wish that to happen to anybody, but it does happen. So what happens? You lose someone very close to you to cancer. And what if we look at it from this point of view, that what do I get? How many times in losing someone you have elevated your consciousness, that your heart has really opened up, that you start loving your family members more, you have united, you've become closer to people around you through losing someone. And you've opened your heart, you've dropped your judgments, you're willing to go beyond your differences with your family members, put your differences away and love them more and accept them more. or it's been a wake-up call to you to really appreciate your own life more and to be more present, to be present with your children, to be present with your friends and your family. Something that you call a disaster has happened, and that thing has helped you become a much better person to yourself and others. We've had this happen to all of us. So now we'll look at this so-called natural disaster that has happened in Bahamas. Again, I'm not saying, don't take me wrong, I'm not saying, I'm not promoting natural disasters. I'm not promoting this, that we remain indifferent and not having compassion for our fellow brothers, sisters who have lost. But we also want to look at it that if this has happened to them, you and I don't know what they need to learn. They happen to be in this place at this time of life to lose everything. And those who've lost things, obviously there is some spiritual lessons that they need to learn. We don't know what kind of lesson somebody needs to learn in their evolution of their consciousness. Collectively, those who have happened to be in this place and these things happen to them, obviously they had to learn things. Obviously they had to learn to let go of their attachments to their material belongings, as well as their attachments to the people they've lost. And hopefully what has happened to them is gonna make them become much stronger human beings. B is gonna make them a more conscious being, more loving, more accepting, and help them to evolve to a higher level of consciousness by letting go, by losing. So we don't know the grand plan. We don't know how God, the Creator, the Spirit, sees things. We're from this place with the narrow view, we're looking at something as a disaster, but we don't know all these other things that need to happen to a human being in order to evolve and raise their consciousness to a higher level of awareness. We don't know that. But surely we can trust in existence, in life, in God, in spirit, that this intelligence that's been around forever knows what we need. I trust in that. That's my way. I trust in that. And in that, I surrender to what is. I surrender myself. And I let go of my imaginary control that I need to control everything in this life so things go the way I want them to go. Because long ago, I realized that that's only an illusion and it's not real. I've had 5 near-death experiences. 5 times I kissed the lips of death. And most of them happened in my early years of life. But I saw firsthand how quickly, how fast things can end. And every time it was an indication, and it made me more aware that I'm absolutely not in control of anything. It forced me to let go of this imaginary control, sense of control. This imaginary sense of control that causes all kinds of suffering, creates suffering. Why? Because when you think you are in control, then you have an attachment to the results. Because I am in control, I'm going to be doing this way because I want things to come to me in this way. I'm going to be investing into this because this is what I want to get. And since I'm in control, I get whatever I want. But that's not true. You don't get always what you want. I'm not saying don't work towards your goals and don't strive for excellence, but you do it without any attachment to the results, because you and I are not the one who determine how events are going to be turned out. Things are going to be the way they want to be. Rosalie, just hang in there, honey. I see you. Things are going to be the way they're going to be. All you can do is you can do your best. That's all we can do. You can always do your best. 100% wholeheartedly, you do the best you can. And then at the end of the day, whether it goes your way or not, there's absolutely no regret, no hesitation that you didn't do your best, but it just didn't go your way. But you are not attached to the results. You're free. Therefore, you can't suffer. A free mind, which is not attached to the results, it cannot suffer. Suffering will disappear from your life. Because you're not attached to a certain way that things have to be that way, or if they don't be that way, you're going to be miserable. You're flexible, you're open, and you accept life. And you have eliminated suffering out of your life. Yet you're open and you're loving and your heart's open. You're not rigid. So there's nothing for us to be afraid of. Just one moment, I need to roll my Instagram and it. So I need to roll it again. One moment. Thank you for your patience. Okay. There's nothing to be afraid of. Nothing. Of natural disasters will end your life. Don't go there. Trust in God, trust in life, trust in the intelligence that is running the show. That's another food for mind to take you out of here, to take you to all these places and put you into fear and anxiety. That's another game the mind is going to play, as if it's in control, as if it has a say, it can say something. It's completely illusory, it's non-existing. Your entire life has been supported by the Grand Spirit, and whatever is supposed to happen in your life will happen. And there's nothing to be afraid of. If you stay in your heart, remain in the center of yourself, existence will open your third eye, existence will open your heart, and you will see that you're always taken care of and you're always supported, no matter how drastic or how scary moments in life appear to be. But you're totally in a state of surrender and acceptance. And once you go into the place of surrender and acceptance, a tremendous amount of field of power appears in your life. Try that. Go in this place of surrender and acceptance for 1 week, for 1 month, and see how the quality of your life changes. It doesn't require any investments. You don't have to change anything in your life. You don't have to move to another country, uproot your life, give up your family, friends, your meat and potato, or your juice, or if you're vegan or vegetarian, you don't have to give up anything. Just go inside within yourself in a place of surrender and acceptance. Try that for 1 month and see how the quality of your life changes. Because an invisible energy field will be created around you, a very powerful field. And that field takes care of you. Because you have changed your consciousness and your perspective of an individual entity separated from life force into the unified field of oneness. And you move as a field, not as an individual. And then that way you're completely connected to the life force. And life force supports. And you see that in the quality of your life. Okay. So, Rosalie, there's only 5 minutes left. Today is, I have a lot to do. So I even skipped the meditation. We'll do our meditation next week, Rosalie. I have 5 minutes for one question. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say about, in Norway now, about our pets, dogs die from they get the symptom of the sickness and 24 hours and then it's dead. It's all over Norway now, so everyone going and shaking. And now it's also spread to Denmark and Sweden.
Okay. Well, let's talk about that. Yeah, I don't want to talk about that right now. Let's talk about, we'll talk about that another time, but I appreciate you bringing it up.
Yeah, but that I brought it up because I think that people go and get worried for something they can't control at all.
Oh, nobody knows. Right, I understand. Okay, let's see. Shishi, do we have any other questions or anything here?
No.
No, cool. Very good. All right. Well, it's really nice to see you all. As always, our next academy is going to be next Wednesday, same time. Um, 10 a.m. to 11:15 Pacific Standard Time, and from 19 to 2015 European Time. It's nice to see you all. As I mentioned earlier, my Sedona Shamanic Retreat, I will be putting it up, all the information on my website very soon, this coming week. The dates are already set up, and that's going to be January 4th to 12th, 2020. So we're going to start the new year with a big bang. And I'm designing the program now, and I want to be a major activation. So 2020, I feel like it's going to be an amazing year. I'm really excited about 2020. I'm excited about life in this moment. Let's put it this way. Because it's always here and it's always now. But it's also the idea of 2020 is really fantastic. I love it. So, but I would like, it's the first time that I'm doing a retreat starting the first of the year. So this one, I'm very excited about it. I want to put a lot of time and energy in making it as exquisite and as fascinating as possible. So just wanted to share that with you. As far as my upcoming events in Europe, I'll be returning to Europe beginning of October. I'm going to start from Warsaw, Poland, and then I work my way to Germany, Frankfurt, Germany. Then I go to Norway, and then I end my tour in Stockholm, Sweden. I have four different workshops. I'm going to be doing a heart awakening and third eye activation, a four-day workshop in Warsaw. I have other events too, but I just want to talk about my workshops. So I have a four-day workshop, third eye activation, heart awakening in Warsaw. Then I go to Germany and I'm doing the return to love. And that's going to be a three-day workshop in Frankfurt. After that, I'll be in Hamar, and I'm offering the 5D quantum awareness workshop in Hamar, Norway. And the last workshop is going to be a brand new workshop that I've designed. It's called From Suffering to Super Consciousness. And that's going to be in Stockholm. So feel free, refer to my website, zarathustra.tv. My new website is up and running. I have a lot of videos, I have podcasts, all kinds of new things is happening. It is an exciting website. Take a look at it. Write back to me if you find something that is not done correctly, or give us your comments, suggestions. I'm open to it. I look forward to seeing you next week, sending you lots of love and light, and namaste. God bless you all.